Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to this edition of the Gardener's Bench. As Stephen so elegantly put it in the prelim, I'm Steve Crump, and my co-host, Mr. David Rector.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are we doing today?
Well, a little damp.
Damp and a little foggy, and me and Steve both left our lights on in the parking lot.
That's right. Good thing I cut them off for you, isn't it?
That hadn't happened in a while. It's usually not this dark on Saturday morning.
So. Nope. But I don't know about it. You still in Millwood over there, mm-hmm. right? I don't know about your house, but we got some pretty good rain last night.
Oh, yeah.
It really good rain for about an hour, and it's been raining pretty much all night, so. It's a good wind this morning.
Yep. Good, nice front came through, and it's supposed to only be like 77, 78 degrees today. So that's a good thing.
In August, you believe that?
Yeah. It's a gift. Gift from God.
Well, like I told the lady this week, she said something about the weather, and I said, this year, all bets are off. I get a pretty good feel for it over the years. This year, you have 70s one week and 96 next week. I mean, if you don't like the weather in South Carolina today, wait till tomorrow. It's going to change. And, we at the nursery in my house is probably 600-700 yards through the woods behind the nursery. And we've had more rain than anybody else around, I think, the last 6-8 weeks because we just keep getting hammered. And I love every minute of it. We actually went through the nursery Thursday. I hadn't had time to do it, and we got some nice stuff this year. I mean, with all this rain, it has grown off extremely well. And the way it works, and people ask me this occasionally, but we have what we call growth flushes every year. It usually starts in March and goes through about the end of October. And a good year like this year, it looks like we're going to get 6 or 7 flushes.
Oh, my gosh. And
stuff really grows then. Now, some of them drought years, we were lucky to get 3 flushes. So it takes you 2 years to grow what you grow in 1 year now. But we've got some real pretty stuff, and it's big. I mean, I ain't had big stuff in 5 or 6 years. So some of it's finally getting on the upper side. So
I know the lawn maintenance people, it's kind of a catch-22 because they've been having to trim bushes more than they've probably ever done in probably 20 years.
Well, I don't know about that. What they're telling me, they're having to mow the grass twice a week.
Oh, yeah, we're having to mow that too. Usually in August, that's done.
It affects us because a lot of them do small landscaping projects on the side, and they ain't had time to do them. They're too busy cutting grass.
That's one of those weird ways weather affects our business.
It really does.
And, you can help it and hurt it and all kind of twisted ways.
I have gotten several of them calling this week wanting price quotes and all that, so I think they're going to get theirs eventually. But, you know, I was getting some calls about chinch bugs in St. Augustine, which that's just about as regular as the sun coming up in the morning in South York County, and army worms.
There has been a few army worms. I haven't technically seen them up here, but down the lower part of the state, they've been nosing around.
I've had 3 or 4 calls on them, but when Tommy goes out there, it's not army worms.
Yeah, something else.
It's something else, so. You know, I would think with all this rain, you might have some army worms, but
maybe it's those curled up things that get on the pavement, whatever they are. What is that?
I have no idea. I know they're
a nuisance. We'll have to do some research for
next week. They're a nuisance is what they are, but one of your competitors sent out an email saying, look out for army worms a couple weeks ago, but like I say, we hadn't seen them. And, had a lady come in Tuesday asking about Japanese beetles, and I actually haven't even seen one this year. Tommy said he saw one on some hollies, but I hadn't seen any this year. And we were talking about back in the '80s, they crunch under your feet when you crawl across the ground. I mean,
eating them crepe myrtles up,
anything. Oh, purple leaf plums, anything with a red leaf, it was defoliated. We used to hit them with liquid 7. And the next morning, they'd be an inch deep on the ground, just crunch under your feet. And I don't know what happened to them, but I'm not complaining as long as they're gone.
Everybody used to have the bag traps and have them, you have to dump that thing out.
My dad's got some that's got a half-gallon glass jar on the bottom of them. And he's got seven or eight of them, and they're still up in the shop. And he used to set them up on the tree line to draw them away from the houses. And we hadn't put them out in probably 15 years. But he used to empty them once a day. Yeah, man, it's canker worms didn't appear this year. So it's kind of, we didn't see quite a bit. We're still seeing quite a bit of T-scale on azaleas and camellias, but that's kind of normal around here. When you got high humidity, you're going to get T-scale.
Yeah,
and it's an insect that sounds like it's not, but it really is.
Hmm.
The problem with them, they get on the backside leaf. So if you spray them, you got to make sure you drench them.
They go
the
up underneath.
You somehow or another get up under the leaf. Spraying on top of the leaf doesn't do a bit of good. And it seems like for some reason, and I don't understand this either, because we were starting to see some brown patch coming up, but it seems to have quit all of a sudden.
So. Yeah, I was saying the other week that, you know, a lot of times the grass will fight it off, and I've had people send me pictures of stuff, and you'll see little bits of it. But, I mean, people have treated it with fungicide, but, you know, a lot of times the lawn will fight it off on its own. So
I'd say I'd never seen that much, because we sprayed two or three, I think, 5-6 weeks ago that started showing some little spots. We figured it was coming. And we were getting ready because we figured we were going to have a crop of it.
Well, I thought it was going to be bad this year with all the rain we had all winter.
It didn't materialize.
It never got, like we talked about before, it wasn't really humid until almost July 4th, technically.
Yeah,
I mean,
the last 5-6 weeks. So it's kind of, that's good for us because we don't have to buy a lot of chemicals.
Yeah, that's good for everybody. And I have to. I don't mind selling them to people, but I'd rather people have success.
Well, okay, I hear the music in the background, so Matthew's going to run us off here for a call from our sponsors, but we'll get back on that when we come back. Come back to Gardener's Bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscape. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
When it comes to simple pool care, BioGuard makes it a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. Quickly sanitize and kill bacteria, followed by using the recommended chalk to destroy contaminants and algicide to stop algae. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We got our advertising deal done there, so we're back through our...
I heard another advertisement from Carolina Fresh, and that was our horticulturist, Mills, that was doing that one. So like I told people a couple weeks ago, don't worry. I'm still over there.
They haven't run you off yet.
I still got my keys. They didn't change the locks or anything.
I've already lost my train of thought of what we were talking about before the break, but anyway.
Oh, we were doing fungus and stuff like
right,
that.
Fungus, but, things like that. But it is, I had a lady, oh, it's been a while. She was basically accusing us of wiping out the world with chemicals. And said, you don't understand, it costs me money to spray chemicals. We spray as very little as we can get by with.
Yep.
Back in the 80s, they instituted the imported fire ant quarantine. And that is a, for nurseries and farms, that's a federal program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we do it on your yard or your property, It's a state program, so it gets kind of complicated sometimes. But the federal government, they tell you what to use and when to use it and how much to use it and everything else. But back when President Clinton was in charge, there was a wording in the whole deal. It was talking about the eradication of fire ants. Well, when President Bush came along, they changed that wording from eradicate to control. The difference was $5,000 a year in chemical costs for us.
Nice.
As small as we are, that's a bunch of money for some of these big guys. And you're not going to eradicate
them. They probably realized that it wasn't going to happen.
You're not going to eradicate them. Best thing you can do is hope to control them. And they've done a whole lot. Tommy and I just went to a continuing ed thing where the girl talked about fire ants, and they've done a ton of research on them. And everything they told us 30 years ago basically isn't true.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the only enemy to the fire ant is, do you know what it is?
I did, but I don't can't think of it right now.
Us. They there can pretty
is,
much
handle
everything.
There is a parasite
everything.
That gets them, but it's not doing a very good job.
Yeah.
But,
Well, they were being transported around the South, you know, like you were talking about with plants and sod and, you know, everything else. We occasionally... you will get some sod with some ants in it, and we don't charge extra for that, but it's
I'm not
3,000 acres of,
I'm not so sure that, Dave, because we got some in sod that we found, but most of them we got came in pine needles.
Oh, really? Yeah, it
and
could be.
When we first got them at the nursery, and this is a long time ago, but they sprouted up alongside the road on the roadside in the ditches, and then they spread to the rest of the place, but I'm pretty convinced they raked them up in the forest. And
could be, yeah. I mean, anything like that.
They used
that.
To tell you fire ants wouldn't be in the shade. That's bogus.
Yeah, that'd be anywhere
they'll
they want to be.
Up in, I've seen them come up in gravel parking lots before. So, but they're, they've studied the chain of them now. And it's just one of them things. There's nothing biological that's going to take them out. So if you're going to get rid of them, you got to use some type of pesticide. So.
Yep.
And we're finding more and more things like that. So they, I don't want to say it's a con game, but some of this stuff they tell you will work.
Yeah.
Putting out grits.
Well, basically they have a bait or a bait or insecticide, I guess.
We use the bait because that seems to work the best. It takes a little longer to work, but that tend to work the best. And with all this rain, who knows?
Yeah, we sell a lot of bifenthrin, which is a good, that's a basic chemical that a lot of exterminators use, and
it's fairly safe.
Really good, safe, and it's even safe in gardens. I mean, you can put it there, but it does ants, fleas, ticks, spiders, all kind of things. So,
yeah, I'm more worried about the ticks than I am the fire ants. So. But we've actually run into a couple of black snakes the last couple of weeks, so, and
well, they're out there. There was. Coach Goff, and I'm at Waterford Golf Course a lot, and there's some big old black snakes out there, buddy.
I haven't been out there in years. They still got that high Bermuda on the fringe roof. I used to.
It looks really good out there right now.
Yeah, but the ball rolls 6 inches off the fairway, and you can't find it.
It ain't that thick anymore.
It used to be real high. Yeah. I used to hate it, but anyway.
You love to hate it.
Well, I didn't stay on the fairway very much.
Yeah.
I got my money's worth. I got to see the whole course.
I'm going out there today. My friend Snuffy Bailey is doing a little tournament, and we're going to go out there and play kind of a football kickoff ACC-SEC little tournament at 10 o'clock today. So it's a good day for me. I get to go play
golf.
So he's
doing another tournament now.
Yeah. Me and him try to do some tournaments.
He's done his dad's tournament.
Yeah, that's
years.
A good one every year.
Yeah, we used to.
That's on Father's Day weekend.
We used to sponsor it when he first started. Snuffy was our neighbor when we lived over on D Street. He lived right beside us.
No wonder you moved.
Yeah, he ended up.
But I'm bump.
He ended up taking my water hose.
Did he? Yeah. My gosh.
We got ready to move. What's wrong and it with disappeared. Man? And I went back over there and it was hooked up to
his. He's probably just using it.
Oh, yeah. He's a good boy, and I like Snuffy. I like those brothers, too, but anyway. Okay, boy, that was a quick time frame there, so we're back, and we're going to have another pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Pitch.
This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're getting ready to finish up this next to the last segment. And anyway, I've been out doing all the talking so far, the first two. I'll give you a turn, then, David.
I was going to chime in here. I actually got to go to Knoxville Sunday through Wednesday. I went to the Natural Stone Institute, a little show they had up there with about 70 people, and we got to go around to some of our distributors and go to some quarries and see where they mine the rock and the flagstone and all that stuff, and it was pretty good. And I placed an order with Tennessee Stone is going to be bringing us some stone. So we carry the paved stone and Tremron, which is for patios and walls and stuff. But you also have a lot of landscapers installing some natural stone. You can do a paver patio with that too, or walls, or all kind of things with it. So we're going to have some interesting products coming in.
Well, that's great.
The only bad thing about it, they're heavy, is I don't know what. So
2,000 to 3,000 pounds.
Get Matt to come over and help me pick up some of them.
That's what you got that.
Yeah, we got a forklift and a tractor and everything. So
that's what you got the forklift for.
So learning new things.
We were in that long years ago, mm-hmm. and it's outside Raleigh. What's mm-hmm. the name of the place? Anyway,
Cary up there, maybe.
Yeah, it was east mm-hmm. or west of there, but mm-hmm. I mean, it was a huge operation. Mm-hmm. And back then, the cool thing was, if I bought it and they shipped it direct from the quarry, it mm-hmm. was so much a basket.
Oh, yeah.
But if I got it from the site, they mm-hmm. weighed every basket, and you paid by the ton mm-hmm. or a half ton, quarter ton, like that. And we did it for a while, but it just got where people wanted it delivered, and mm-hmm. I didn't have a machine to unload it off the truck, so you had to dump it, and it would tear up the world when mm-hmm. it hit, and we just didn't have the manpower to put a driver and truck tied up just for that, so we kind of got out of it. And honestly, there's really been a need for somebody around here to do it, because
it's interesting because you see those baskets and all kinds of shapes and sizes, but they're all hand stacked, and mm-hmm. it's not just dumped in there. So you got a guy, you know, we got to see how they actually run it through a machine and cut these little blocks and then hand place them in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of time.
It's kind of neat the way they do it.
A lot of time and money in that, you know. So
I'm trying to think where Tommy's been getting them lately. Generally, wherever we can find them. There used to be Lux Stone up on Tybola, and the Stone Center or something bought it. We've been getting a lot of them from there.
Don Russell, I don't know if you know him.
I don't know Don well.
He used to run them back. He's a trucking guy. He used to run them back from Tennessee.
He would backhaul them. Yeah. And the deal with Don, some of them were weighed, but a lot of them worked. So you didn't know how much weight you had.
And I got to get a scale, too.
That's the other problem.
You got to sell them by the pound. So.
And the other deal with Don's, and Don's a good guy, don't get me wrong, but you need three pallets, he's going to have two. Yeah. That was what we always ran
into. Yeah, that's the problem sometimes.
We still bought a lot from him. I mean, Chitwood had them at his place. Mm-hmm. And the old Newport Hardware had them there.
Yep.
We,
yeah, these are all different. What we saw was more like it's be squares and rectangles in that, too. You know, it'd be flat stone, but also almost blocked where you could build a wall with it and stuff. So that's a neat thing about it.
For a while there, we were using a lot that came out of Pennsylvania, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but we were using a lot of that. But that's kind of backed off now. But we, are you going to carry the landscape boulders?
Yeah, we're going to have some boulders coming in.
We use a lot of those. So.
Believe it or not, I went there to Tennessee and ordered some rocks for Rock Hill.
I was just thinking that.
Like, man, we got rocks here.
And you're going up to Tennessee and buying rocks.
People love these rocks.
But they're different colors.
They are different colors.
That's the thing. You get in Tennessee on up West Virginia and Pennsylvania, you can get some unique looking rocks.
So. Yep. You sure do.
And I was shocked how many people pay for a rock.
Yeah.
And how much they'll pay for a rock.
That's a good salesman, isn't it?
But if you do a good, nice landscape project, the rocks do make it snap.
They do.
We've done a lot of them over the last 10 years, and that's been kind of a recent phenomenon. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, you told people in Rock Hill you're going to sell them rocks. They'd look at you like you're crazy.
I want you to take this rock out of here.
Yeah. We want you to move some. We don't want any more, but... It's the market's changed, and that's just the way it is. When are you going to get these in?
This next week we're going to get
some. Oh, okay, that's soon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Should be good. Now I'll start figuring out all the names and everything.
Well, you don't have to weigh them. Are they weighed when they come in?
I don't know. I'm still learning all that. I'm supposed to have a scale because, you know, a lot of times people don't want a whole basket.
Yeah, well, if you sell partials, you're going to have a scale.
Yeah.
But you can sell them by the basket.
Mm-hmm. Sell them by the basket or whatever they need.
Well, you got the little machine that fits on the truck to unload
solid. Yeah, we got a MyFit.
So you can do the rock. Mm-hmm. That was my problem. I was going to have to buy one. And
yep.
I never have been able to get enough help over the years to do everything I was
doing. That's a tough thing right now. I got good help at my store right now. I'm pretty happy. So
you have got some good help there.
Got Sarah running everything for me. Got it made now.
And she told me that she was your wife at work and Teresa was your wife at home. So you got two women telling you what to do.
Teresa's my wife all the time.
Do you even have to make decisions anymore?
That's the whole point. I know that's why you're doing so much better now. Rhonda, I'm helping you make decisions.
Rhonda keeps me on the straight and narrow. If somebody needed to, I'd been dead a long time ago. Back in my younger days, I didn't make some of the best decisions in the world.
Well, we're sitting here today, so all that's behind us. So.
Yeah, I get up, go to work, go home, go to bed now. That's my life.
Steve said this was his last Saturday off.
Yeah, we open back up on Saturday. Next Saturday, we're going to do 9 to 3, and we'll be there until Thanksgiving weekend, and we usually close that Saturday. Then it'll be Christmas, and then New Year's, and then 4th of July. So after January is a long haul. So
come down there and see Steve on Labor Day.
We'll be there. We're usually pretty busy that weekend. We're open Monday, too. So 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturdays. And we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
When it comes to simple pool care, BioGuard makes it a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. Quickly sanitize and kill bacteria, followed by using the recommended chalk to destroy contaminants and algicide to stop algae. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, ready to finish up this week's episode. And believe it or not, it is time to get them in and get them growing.
Yeah, it is.
we're getting real close. The weather seems to be cooperating, and we have had a ton of phone calls this week. So anybody wanting to get any landscaping done, don't wait. You need to go ahead and try to get booked up. For 3 years, we were running about 12, 13 weeks behind. I don't know how we did it, but with summer, we've gotten our act together better, and we're down to about 4 weeks now, but I can see it getting ready to explode. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're going to call on Tuesday and get it done the next Tuesday, it's not going to happen.
Yep.
And the problem is not just us, it's everybody. I mean,
It's a good problem to have, like you said.
One thing I would recommend people be careful on is a lot of people seem to have jumped into it this year just because of the lack of supply of people to do it. So be careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As my daddy used to say, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. So. Anyway.
Yeah, we had a busy week with sod. So if we're still 3 or 4 days out. If you need sod, call me on Monday. We can get it later in the week. And you know, sometimes every now and then I can work in a pallet here and there, just depending on how my trucks run. We haul 18 pallets on a truck. So, and as a good manager trying to use what I can, I've put as much on there as I can to help the transportation costs and everything.
Just don't get pulled over overweight. That's all that matters.
Yeah, there's DOT and all this rain, they sit there and wait on us on 321 down there. They pull them over.
That 18 pallets.
Sometimes we get to go. Sometimes we have to go to 14 if it's real wet. So that much difference, and that's taking 8,000 pounds off a truck and putting it on water. That's a big difference.
The other catch to that is your mulches, soils. If it's wet, same thing. It really puts a lick on you. Because with us, we have our potting mix for the plants is custom made. And then we have a landscape mix we use that's custom made. And all of it comes out of Pageland with Oldcastle. And you might get, if it's dry, you can get 60 yards on the truck. If it's wet, you might get 40, 45 yards on the truck. So anyway. Well, Matthew's here is waving his finger at me, so that means we're getting close. Anything you want
to
add?
Well, we're open today, 8 to 2. We've been open most Saturdays year-round, and we are closed on Labor Day Monday, but we'll be open that Saturday. So now we're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Now, wait a minute. I got to work Monday, and you don't.
That's right. Maybe I'll come over there.
I'm gonna call somebody and
I'll come over to Rolling Hills. That.
Okay, we'll be back next week.
Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.